This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States has circulated a draft resolution in the U.N. Security Council calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Agence France-Presse says Blinken announced the move during an interview with Saudi Arabian media outlet Al Hadath Wednesday. Blinken said the ceasefire would be tied to the release of hostages who have been held by Hamas since its deadly invasion of southern Israel on October 7th. The U.S. has used its veto in the U.N. Security Council to block previous resolutions calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Palestinian territory. Blinken arrived in Saudi Arabia Wednesday to begin a new round of shuttle diplomacy aimed at securing a truce in Gaza. He will travel to Egypt Thursday for meetings with his counterparts from Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Jordan, as well as officials from the United Arab Emirates and the Palestinian Liberation Organization. He will travel to Israel for talks on Friday. Russian aerial attacks targeted Ukraine's capital Kyiv Thursday, with the Ukrainian Air Force saying it shot down all 31 missiles involved. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said on Telegram that rocket fragments fell in multiple districts of the city, hitting residential buildings and causing several fires. Mayor Klitschko said at least 10 people were injured. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address Wednesday his country needs military aid to help defend itself from Russian missile attacks. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told President Zelensky Wednesday during a visit to Kyiv that despite a delay in Congress, billions in new military aid from the U.S. will get to his country.
I'm confident that we will achieve Plan A. We will get a strong bipartisan vote in the House for an assistance package for Ukraine, and we will get that money out the door as we should. So I don't think we need to speak today about Plan B.
This is VOA News. House Republicans have blocked a vote to approve a $60 billion emergency spending plan for weapons for Ukraine and to bolster armament production in the U.S. U.S. President Joe Biden boasted of his administration's efforts to boost domestic manufacturing of computer chips during a visit to a state vital to his reelection plans. AP correspondent Ed Donahue explains.
President Biden visited Arizona to tout investment in computer chips. The agreement with Intel involves more than $8 billion in funding and $11 billion in loans for computer chip factories around the country.
When the pandemic shut down chips factories overseas, prices of everything went up. First time Americans began to realize just how important they were. Unlike my predecessor, I was determined to turn things around, to invest in America, in all America.
The plants would be in Arizona, Ohio, New Mexico, and Oregon.
It will create nearly 20,000 construction jobs.
The announcement comes during the heat of the 2024 presidential campaign. Arizona and Ohio are considered swing states. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. Justice Department is preparing to sue tech giant Apple as soon as Thursday for allegedly violating antitrust laws by blocking rivals from accessing hardware and software features of its iPhone, according to a report Wednesday by Bloomberg News. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports.
More precise details aren't yet known. However, device makers such as smart tracker firm Tile have complained that Apple restricts how they can work with its handsets. The tech giant went on to develop its own AirTag trackers some years after Tile's had hit the market. Apple has also faced criticism for restricting access to contactless payments. Credit cards can only be added using its own Apple Pay system. There was no immediate comment on the report from the company or DOJ officials. Apple is also in the midst of an antitrust-related tussle with Fortnite maker Epic Games. Microsoft and other firms have joined Epic in claiming the iPhone maker has made it hard for consumers to pay for content except through its own App Store.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. We also shine a light on humanitarian crises and the ongoing ramifications of the climate crisis on the world's population. Flashpoint Global Crises is your source for understanding the critical issues shaping our world. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.